This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. What is or was on your Thanksgiving table today? If you observe, that is. Some turkey and stuffing. I hope some pumpkin pie. Save some for me, please. And perhaps there's a bottle or two? Well, be thankful for that last one. I mean the vessel itself, because there's a shortage of the glass bottles we use for liquor and wine. Blame the by now familiar culprits. Log jams at the ports, not enough truckers, higher costs. Marketplace's Matt Levin has more on how that might affect the alcohol industry's most lucrative time of the year.
Look closely and you'll see the gin, vodka, and rum from St. Augustine Distillery comes in very specific glass bottles.
Our traditional bottle also has a little bit of taper, which means it's wider at the shoulders than it is at the foot.
Mike Diaz is the co-founder of the Florida-based distillery. He says for spirits competing on the same shelf, marketing takes more than a clever name and cool label.
And that bottle shape, the type of cap, they're all critical components that contribute to the overall brand.
Take gin. It's why squat, green-tinted Tanqueray looks so different from upright, transparent Beefeater. So Diaz can't just switch to a more generic bottle while his are stuck on a container ship. He's paying about 20% more for those, costs he says customers will notice. And while messed up logistics are certainly to blame, Scott DeFife with the Glass Packaging Institute says there's another culprit.
The demand was incredible because of the switch from on-premise dining to consumption at home.
You might think the wine industry would have it easier. Those bottles all kind of look the same. Actually, no, says Matthew Meckel with the Napa Wine Company.
If you're going to make really nice Cabernet Sauvignon and you're going to try to sell it for several hundred dollars a bottle, it's going to dictate that you're going to put it in a very nice bottle.
Even though cheaper glass won't impact the tannins or anything.
If you were to give a layperson the Pepsi challenge, so to speak, if you put a cheaper, less common bottle in front of them versus the other bottle, doesn't affect the taste of the wine.
And hey, personal pro tip, if you run out of glasses, wine from the gravy boat ain't so bad. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.